Over the last few weeks, the Palestinian people of the Gaza Strip have been under siege. One feels for the Gazans. They're suffering serious deprivation, lacking basic supplies and food and water, watching their homes and hospitals and neighborhoods get leveled, and are being held as human shields, blocked from fleeing the country. All of this ugliness unraveled with Hamas's attack on Israel on Saturday morning, October 7, 2023. What has erupted since that awful morning was detonated not by Israel, but by Hamas. So, having expressed my sincere sympathy for what the people of Gaza are going through, I must bear this bad news, which isn't news to anyone knowledgeable of the history and politics of the region. Namely, these Palestinians have gotten who they voted for. Sure, Gazans didn't vote for this hell, but they did vote for Hamas. And this is what Hamas is. I will not here in this commentary give a deep dive into the history and politics of the modern Palestinian state, or lack thereof, but here are a few salient details that might be helpful for you all to know. On November 29, 1947, the United Nations established two states in the territory of Palestine, the new nation-state of Israel and a Palestinian state comprised of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. For decades thereafter, what ruled Gaza and the West Bank was chaos. By the late 1990s, after surprising historic peace agreements signed between Israel and the PLO's Yasser Arafat, a Palestinian state finally began to emerge, with Arafat's so-called Palestinian Authority as the governing body. Those peace accords, frankly, were the best thing that Arafat ever did. But even then, he was a problem. Arafat needed to go. Well, with Arafat's long-awaited death in November 2004, Palestinians, just 2 months later, in January 2005, finally held an election for a president, and they elected Mahmoud Abbas, for better or worse. He was now president of the governing Palestinian Authority and the successor to Yasser Arafat. So Mahmoud Abbas became the leader of the Palestinian state. All right, I know this is a lot of names, but bear with me. Then, a year later, in January 2006, something crazy happened. The Palestinian Arabs in the Gaza Strip elected Hamas to a majority of seats in the governing legislature. And that is to say that the people democratically elected an organization long and widely considered to be a terrorist group, committed in its charter to the destruction of Israel. Hamas had exploded onto the scene literally about 30 years ago with an April 1993 suicide bombing protesting Yasser Arafat negotiating peace with the Israeli leadership. The world was shocked when the Palestinians of the Gaza Strip in January 2006 democratically elected Hamas, again, a terrorist organization, to govern them. We were told at the time by Western experts that when Gazans elected Hamas, well, it wasn't because they wanted terrorists committed to invading Israel and taking hostages. No, we were told. Gazans elected Hamas because its political candidates did a bang-up job of quote-unquote campaigning, promising better social services. They were better at going door-to-door, selling themselves like politicians do, handshaking, backslabbing, handing out lollipops to the kiddies, kissing babies. In fact, I could hear on air read emails from colleagues of mine at the time telling me, calm down, you got to understand that Hamas simply did a swell job campaigning. This wasn't a choice for terrorism by the good folks, the voters in Gaza. Well, maybe not, but their choice led to terrorism. Why? Because they elected terrorists. The smiling political candidate of Hamas put aside a hand grenade for the Jews while he handed the Muslim granddad a cigar. But behind that smile, he was still a terrorist, ready at any moment to light a fuse with a cigar. And so, here we are now. The Palestinians of Gaza are captive to the terrorists who they voted for in 2006. And they are under siege. Their country is being ripped apart, and many are dying. The lesson, be careful who you vote for. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.